This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 25th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ethanol Group pushes Treasury for tax credit guidance. Iowa representative stands by first in the nation status. USDA, USTR appoint trade advisory committees. Ethanol Group CEO says Treasury Department should move faster on clean fuel tax credits. American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings says he expects the Treasury Department to provide clear direction on Inflation Reduction Act, clean fuel, and sustainable aviation fuel tax credits sooner rather than later. But he's concerned about the pace of the agency's progress. Speaking to AgriPulse on the sidelines of ACE annual conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Jennings said Treasury is way behind. Under the IRA's language, the agency will need to provide guidance for the tax credits by the beginning of 2025. But Jennings said the ethanol industry wants it well before then. These are expensive endeavors that you anticipate are going to provide a nice return on your investment, Jennings said. But if you don't know the rules on how that tax incentive will be carried out, it can get very dicey for you and it can create uncertainty. So we need more information sooner rather than later, so these shareholders for ethanol facilities are empowered with the information they need to make smart decisions. Now take note. Jennings also advocated for the use of the Agrone National Laboratory GREET model for these tax credits. He said it uses more updated information on land use change and was the model members of Congress were envisioning when they passed the bill. Miller Meeks talks up Iowa's caucus process. Iowa Republican lawmaker Marionette Miller Meeks says the state needs to remain at the beginning of the presidential selection process in part because of the kinds of campaigning necessary to win the heavily rural state. If you do the groundwork in Iowa, that propels you to the top, she said. Even if the Democrats have opted to begin their primary process in South Carolina, Miller Meeks says that in Iowa, quote, you can do a little bit without a lot of funds. The latest Newsmakers episode includes Miller Meeks' thoughts on which candidate has worked her home state well and will be posted today at AgriPulse.com. 200 members named to Ag Trade Advisory Committee. USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative have named 130 new members to seven policy and technical advisory committees focused on various aspects of trade. The agencies also reappointed 70 members to the panels chartered under the Federal Advisory Committee Act. New members will serve until August 2027, with additional appointments anticipated over the next 4 years. A release from USDA says individuals are encouraged to apply at any time and would be reviewed periodically. The Agricultural Policy Advisory Committee includes a who's who from major commodity groups such as John Bodie of the Corn Refiners Association, Andy Levine of the American Seed Trade Association, Dave Puglia of the Western Growers, and Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. There are also technical advisory committees to offer insight on animals and animal products, fruits and vegetables, grains, feed, oilseeds and planting seeds, processed foods, sweeteners and sweetener products, and tobacco, cotton, peanuts, and hemp. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Rice growers in California will be getting a new tool to control weeds, that following an EPA decision to approve pyraquinil for use in the state. The agency has approved both a technical product that can be formulated into other products and an in-use herbicide for pre- and early post-emergence control of grass, sedge, and broadleaf weeds in water-seeded rice in California only. Notably, it may help control barnyard grass and water grass, two problematic weed species for rice growers in the state, EPA said. The registration approval comes with mitigation requirements for threatened and endangered species. EPA also said there are no human health concerns from the registered uses of the chemical. EPA published a rule yesterday establishing allowable levels on rice, which had been requested by Nutrinoa America. New study casts doubt on value of carbon emissions from forest projects. Emission reductions from forest conservation projects that are sometimes used to offset carbon emissions from other sources have been overestimated. That's according to a new analysis from the American Association for the Advancement of Science, published in Science. Most projects did not substantially reduce deforestation, and the few that did reduced it much less than had been claimed, the summary noted. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.